Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Standing up for freedom and human rights is simply the right thing to do, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the recent release of the 2023 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices. These reports, he explained, present a factual, systematic account of human rights records across nearly 200 countries and territories. The report illustrates that there is much work to be done to uphold the rights set out in the Universal Declaration, said Secretary Blinken.
We once again see human rights and the rule of law under stress in more ways and in more places across the globe. Governments continue to lock up citizens who challenge those in power and call for a better future, from Belarus to Venezuela. Many are young. Of the roughly 1,000 political prisoners in Cuba, the average age is just 32.
Tragically, along with opposition leader Alexei Navalny's unjust imprisonment in a Russian penal colony, incarceration can come with abuse and even death, said Secretary Blinken.
Governments like Russia also arbitrarily detain foreign nationals for political purposes, using human beings as bargaining chips. Paul Whelan, Evan Gershkovich, and every unjustly held individual deserves to go free. The United States and our many partners will keep working every day to reunite them with their families and to hold accountable governments that engage in this deplorable practice.
The report documents atrocities reminiscent of humanity's darkest moments, said Secretary Blinken.
In Sudan, both the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces have committed war crimes. Rohingya in Burma, Uyghurs in Xinjiang, each victims of genocide and crimes against humanity. The United States will continue to raise our deep concerns directly with the governments responsible.
Governments are deploying artificial intelligence to spread disinformation and even tracking people based on their DNA. Nevertheless, 2023 saw some encouraging developments, noted Secretary Blinken. Estonia, Japan, and Mauritius advanced the rights of LGBTQI+ individuals. Unions from South Africa to Mexico to Brazil improved working conditions and advanced workers' rights to organize. And Jordan took steps to ensure that children with disabilities could attend school. These bright spots are an important reminder that progress on human rights is indeed possible, said Secretary Blinken, as long as committed individuals in every part of the globe continue to work to uphold fundamental dignity for all people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.